So, first of all, then, how pleasing is it that Morsi is now back and available for selection?
Yeah, it's always pleasing. You know, Morsi is one of our most consistent players since he came in the building. So, you know, to miss him for a couple of games or such a game, it's always a bit frustrating. But, you know, the lads who came in did work very well, obviously off the back of a good result. But, you know, to get any kind of good player back is pleasing.
It seems logical, in part because Banks has gone out on loan, that he'll come straight back in.
Yeah, he's been you know, consistent and ever present, you know, when he's been fit. So, you know, I'm sure he'll come in and he'll start.
So Banks heading out to Northampton, what's the thinking behind that?
Like I said in a previous interview, you know, Ollie Banks, he's had a bad injury from Wembley. You know, he hasn't played nowhere near the amount of football that we'd like. You know, I think we saw the consistency and the levels of his performances last year when he was playing regular. We felt like he needed to get back to that as well. You know, we do feel it's a progression for Ollie to come back and get in our team.
Because it's so frustrating, is it? Because here you had this young player who'd hit the ground running superbly, having been brought out of non-league. Yeah. Looked as though he was really going to take off, and all of a sudden it's just ground to a halt.
A little bit, and you know, that's part and parcel of being a young footballer. You know, you have a lot of things to deal with. You know, there's highs and lows. You know, there's injuries, which, you know, it's been evident for Ollie. He's had a bit of a bad injury, and it came, you know, at Wembley, which was frustrating also. But you know, he'll come round again. You know, he's a very good player. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and we rate him very highly. You know, we expect Ollie to come back. I certainly do. I expect him to come back, progress, and, you know, hopefully he'll either play 400 or 500 games for the club or we'll sell him.
Has this decision been made in part because, well, actually Sam Hurd's not too far away and within the next few weeks will be available himself for selection?
Yeah, it's coincided with a little bit of everything. The main thing is the, you know, the manager preaches all the time. He wants young lads to play football. He doesn't want them to watch and sit and go weeks and weeks and not play football. He wants them to improve and progress their careers, which by playing on a Saturday and regular, you know, you'll do that. There's no better feeling, you know, than doing that. So, you know, we're conscious of that every day.
So just on Hurd and Talbot then, how long are they going to be before they're involved?
Fingers crossed, Sam Hurd will be full-time, you know, ready for selection on Monday. He's been training for a week or so now. He was part of the game on Tuesday against Sheffield. And, you know, he went back to see the specialist to get the all clear, which he's had. So Monday, you know, we'll pick Sam up and he'll join the rest of the squad fully. So fingers crossed he won't get no niggles or aches and pains after that.
Changing tack, how close were you to making additions and maybe strengthening the squad with a loan addition prior to the deadline?
Yes, we were trying to bring a couple in. Obviously, evidently, it hasn't materialised, which is a little bit frustrating. But you know, we're always trying to improve. We're always trying to, you know, progress the squad of players we've got, which we do, you know, we do feel are very good. And for us to add to that, you know, I know the manager's been saying since last year, it's a tough job. You know, recruitment at our club now, you know, with the finance and the calibre of player we've got to match that, it's a tough job. But, you know, we're still looking, and like I said, we did try and improve, but evidently it hasn't come off.
Where do you feel at the moment the squad could do with a bit more? One or two more bodies at least?
Yes, you know, it's only a small squad. You know, we aim to have quality rather than quantity. And the lads who are in the building, you know, we want them to play, or certainly some parts. So, you know, we're conscious of that. Where we need to improve, I think, you know, we could improve anywhere as long as they're better than the squad. You know, up top end of the pitch, Doyle is getting the goals. You know, Sam Clucas has come in and done very well as well. Chipped him, got Armand back from Tranmere. You know, we do feel we can improve the squad with a certain type of player, most positions.
Paul Corry, it was rumoured, was one of those targets. Is that true?
Paul Corry, again, you know, he played in the game on Sheffield when Sheffield went in on Tuesday. You know, we've monitored Paul he was close to bringing him last year. You know, he's a player that we do rate highly. And we would bring him to the club if the opportunity came and it was right for both parties, yes.
We are almost at that magical time of the year when the rumour mill starts, if it hasn't started already. So it has been reported that a decision has been made about Owen Doyle's future and he's off in January. What's Chesterfield's take on that?
I would say that's a negative comment. The chairman and the chief exec, the manager, myself, we've all, you know, come to an agreement. If it's not right for the club, Owen won't go anywhere, and Owen's the same. You know, Owen loves it. He is very settled here. As you can see, he's scoring goals. He's enjoying his football. So unless something out of the ordinary happens, you know, Owen's a Chesterfield player, and, you know, we're in a very good position with the chairman and the chief exec. That, you know, unless it's right for the club, it, there's nothing happening.
Do you have to think about a contingency plan, though? Because, I mean, the guy scored goals for fun this year. He's had a great time. Somebody's bound to have noticed. If you were in a club in the Championship, you'd have noticed, wouldn't you?
I don't think you'd be doing your job if you didn't think that. Yeah, I think Owen would be a very, very good addition for any club, you know, in our league, for ourselves, higher. I think, you know, that I just said in a previous interview, Owen conducts himself every day very well. You know, he's a perfect role model for any kid trying to be a footballer to be. And it's no coincidence he's scoring the goals on a daily basis. He looks after himself and he trains very hard. And luckily for Owen, he's producing on a Saturday as well. Mm.
Is it going to be difficult to keep him? Because herein lies, because it's the two sides in there. One, you've got a great player. The other side of it is you sell that player, you can reinvest, and I suppose the theory goes sometimes build a better team because of that.
It depends on the criteria, whether, you know, where the money goes, how much you get for the player, and, you know, what you can replace him with. What I certainly will say, Owen will be on everybody's list, you know, in January. Everybody's, you know, from the Premier League down. They'll know about him. There've been scouts coming, you know, as for other players in our squad, and through the list, I'm sure he's at top of the lot. But, you know, whether it's the right deal for both parties, you know, it's yet to be seen.
One final thing before we actually come back to footballing issues, in the fact that there are obviously going to be players, and Paul Cook has done well to sideswipe this one, in the fact that we're getting down to that time where you need to tie some of the lads down, like Jimmy Ryan, and maybe get his future sorted out. I mean, is that those wheels turning?
Yes, I mean, I think you can see in Jimmy's performances, he enjoys it, he loves it here. You know, since he's been in the club, I don't think there'll be any problem with any of the lads' contracts at this club. You know, in the dressing room, every lad wants to stay. Every lad wants to, you know, stay longer. So I don't see any problem with anybody's contract.
So, Barnsley, super win last weekend. How'd you build on that against Crawley?
Win. Got to win, put back-to-back wins together. I think in this league, if you can do that, you know, it's always a prettier place, and, you know, we'll look to do that on Saturday. I thought the performance was well-deserved, the result, you know, backed up from that as well.
You have had some near misses recently, and there's been some good performances, you know, over the course of weeks, but for everybody at the club, just to get that winning feeling, how important has that been to take on maybe into this week as we count down to this game?
Yes, correct. It's football. You know, winning makes everything okay, and, you know, like you say, especially when you're playing well and you know, not getting over the line, it's a little bit frustrating. But when you're working hard and creating chances and seeing the lads on a daily basis, I've never really, you know, worried about anything or you know, frowned at anything. I think the lads are in a very good place, and, you know, we expect a good game on Saturday and a positive result.
Well, it's a first, isn't it, for Chesterfield supporters to head down to Crawley. So Crawley as a team, then, what do you make of them? What are their strengths?
A very good team, good manager, good individual players. You know, the front men are very lively within Timlin and McLeod. You know, the wide players are very good, built off a solid base. You know, you've seen of the last four or five results, you know, they've come from goals behind, and, you know, they've got good results, and, you know, the work ethic's there to be seen. I've managed to see them a couple of times this year, and I do expect a very tough game on Saturday.
I suppose from Chesterfield's point of view, having had that exceptionally consistent start of the season, it's the struggle, it's the wrestle to get that type of consistency back now.
Yes, correct, and you're always looking for that. You're always looking for it on a daily basis. You know, we train and work hard with the lads, and, you know, you can see that in abundance. So, you know, there's nothing to question, there's nothing to worry about, because, you know, you've got a squad in there who all on the same page and want the same thing. So, you know, we'll look to strengthen on what we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Just as a final point, during the start of the run, if you like, where the wins weren't coming, it wasn't necessarily one thing, but it was like a defensive slip or a mistake here and there. The last four games, the clean sheets have obviously flown, haven't they? What's changed in that? Have you done anything different? What have you done to enable the situation where actually now the clean sheets are coming more regularly?
No, to be honest, not much. You just believe more in what you do and work harder at it. You know, the lads are aware of that. Like you say, when it's individual mistakes, you can live with it, because we put lads out there and we back them. You know, if they make a mistake, we'll back them again. And the lads know that. You know, I don't think, certainly know that since I've been working with a manager at different clubs, we've never, you know, turned on players, never, you know, give any negative press to players, because we back them to do that. You know, and the players are the ones who produce on a Saturday. And, you know, if they continue to do as they've done, you know, since we've been in charge at the club, we know we're quite happy with that. But certainly over the last few weeks, we've just, you know, instilled more belief More energy and a little bit more, a few more things to the lads, and the, they're going out and produce.